from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, let's get right to it. The quarterbacks and the situation we have now where they're preparing as if Justin Fields is going to play. That's what Mike Tomlin said today. Was asked a couple times. If healthy, is Russell still your starter? And talked around it. Both didn't say yes. Let's put it that way. Fields may have had a better game than some of us thought, at least according to PFF, who had him ranked very highly in terms of big-time throws. He did have a couple of those for sure. And in terms of overall passing grade, and we know he did some good things on the ground. Man, when I put this out yesterday in the form of a Twitter poll, who'd you rather have, Wilson or Fields, start this game in Denver? Russ won by a landslide. So I don't think a lot of people were impressed with Justin Fields in game one. Myself really included. But I think Mike Tomlin might have been. I truly do. And I'm starting to wonder if we're going to see Russell Wilson anytime soon or ever at all. This is a live job interview Sunday in Denver. This dude goes out and kills it. This dude goes out and throws for a couple, runs for 90, busts a long run, and the Steelers win, 27-17, whatever. Whatever, he's not going back to the bench. 928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's go to the phone lines. Limits?
Speaking of Mike in Maryland.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
I had a couple points just wanted to get through real quick. First, I'd like your point about Tomlin saying that Russ was their number one, because he's definitely said it in quite recently, too. And I thought it was telling that he didn't even want to entertain that question. Number two is just a quick question for you guys. Can the Steelers win a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson?
I don't think so. No, I don't think they're, I don't think they're good enough overall, or Justin Fields, but go ahead.
Okay. So my point is with that is, if they can't win a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson, then what are they doing? Because if they were to go through with Russ...
Well, the goal this year is to win a playoff game, remember? Right. I mean, honestly, yeah. That's the first thing they talk about. I think they could win a playoff game with him if he ever gets on the field.
I agree. But they're not going to pay him the money that he's going to want, right? So for him to act like... In the big bugaboo, I don't want to dislike the guy, but the big bugaboo I had was that he was dressed as an inactive player. Like, it's almost as if he was trying to make this like, this is his team, they owe this. They don't owe him anything.
Wait, where are you, who are you talking about and where are you coming from? I'm not following this one.
I'm coming from like the Russell Wilson standpoint.
Okay.
Like, why was he dressed for the game if he's inactive?
He was as the emergency quarterback, correct?
If he's inactive, can he play?
Yeah, if he had to go in as the emergency guy, and I'm with you on that. I just said before we went to break, if this were Seattle and these were playoff games or huge games at the end of the year, I've got to believe Russell Wilson would be playing. I believe that he lobbied to play. Adam Schefter reported that, and I believe he's lobbying. He will this week, too. I bet he will, at least, because he sees what anybody who's looking at this clear-eyed will see. Is that if Justin Fields plays really well, Russell Wilson may never take a snap here.
Absolutely. And I guess my point being is they owe him nothing. I mean, They owe him $1.2 million. So, but getting to where I wanted to get, Justin Fields is the future. I mean, really, he needs to be. And I'm with City Limits. That's who I've always wanted. And I knew it was going to be hard when they got Russ. But, you know, you want to make excuses for Russ. It's like, okay, well, Justin Fields didn't even know he was playing until two days before the game. He didn't have his two best offensive linemen reported by, you know, Steelers reporters. And Jaylen Warren, arguably his best game breakers out of the game. I'm not making excuses for the guy, but to sit here and act like he didn't play well under those circumstances, I thought he played great. And I'm telling you now, if they win in Denver and they try to bring the Steelers home and they have the home opener and they don't play Justin Fields, it's going to be a Mitch Trubisky Kenny Pickett.
Well, I'm not sure everybody shares your sentiment that he played great. Appreciate the call. Next
is Robin West Mifflin.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, what's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Good. What's on your mind?
A lot of this controversy. It's not a controversy, man. The healthy quarterback plays. And to me, to be honest, this is what I look at. I look at it like this. If you want to see Justin play, so you can see what you get, especially after the game in Atlanta. Because if Russ plays and he doesn't get hurt the rest of the year, you'll never see Justin. And then we're stuck because we're not going to pay Russ $40, $50 million a year after this year. Not no 36-year-old quarterback.
I still don't know what they have in Wilson, though. I'm just as curious to find out what they have with Wilson as I am with Fields.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if he plays.
Yeah.
You're never going to see Justin Fields play for the Steelers again unless he gets hurt.
No, this is a great opportunity to see what they might have in Justin Fields. It is.
Yeah, that's all. That's the only point I'm making. Like, you know, I want to see whoever can go out there and win a game for us, man. Just win some games and win a playoff game. Get us in the playoffs and win a playoff game.
Well, this week.
But if I'm not all in that revenge game, so we're not no kids, man. Last week was no revenge game for Arthur Smith. But we're not no kids. You know what I mean? If Russell Wilson is healthy and you want to start him, start him. But me personally, I would start Justin Fields and see what you got because you might not never get a chance to see what you got out of him.
What's going on in there?
My little daughter acting crazy, man. She's ready to eat this Chick-fil-A, man. We just came from Frick Park. She's ready to eat this Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God. You just reminded me of something. I totally forgot that I'm supposed to pick up Chick-fil-A for the entire volleyball team at Seton today, and I made a tee time. I've got to change that
golf
tee time.
Golf is taking priority again, Joe.
Rob,
this addiction of yours.
Rob, if this call didn't happen, then nobody on the volleyball team eats, I swear, because I wouldn't have remembered it. My daughter would have texted me, and I would have been way out on the golf course. This is a miracle.
See, there you go, man. You gotta put me on the hotline now, man.
Thank you, Rob.
Have a good one, fellas.
Thank God that just happened. I'm serious. I totally
forgot. It's your golf addiction. There it is again.
Next.
Yeah, one more. Anthony in Oakland.
Hey, Anthony.
You know, if I didn't catch myself, I would have thought this was Mike Tomlin at the end of last year when the questions of Kenny Pickett came up, and he just talked about Mason.
Yeah.
He, this is what happens. And everyone, you know, feeling bad for Mr. Wilson. Well, Mr. Wilson went to the training staff, said he was hurt. Mr. Wilson's a veteran of 13 years. If some new whippersnapper comes in town and says, this is my new training method, you push a sled, say, I'm 30-something years old. I'm not pushing a sled. You don't have that type of autonomy to say, I'm not going to do it?
I'll tell you this much. I can't wait to see what happens Sunday, Anthony. How about you?
Well, I already know what's going to happen. It's going to be Justin Fields' job. Tomlin's been enamored with him for a long time. He's been, when Ben was still here, he was talking about mobile quarterbacks. The problem I have is something has to get done because he doesn't have a contract, and neither does Wilson for next year. That's why I wanted them to do with Fields what happened with Green Bay with Love and gave him a $17 million contract for this year so you have the rights to him.
Well, we can have that conversation again next week. I appreciate the call. Appreciate the call. How is this not a controversy at this point? It's the very definition of one.
People don't want to believe it. People don't want to believe that it's all just because of Russell Wilson being hurt.
At some point, I don't care how we got here. We have a guy who, if he plays, is going to keep playing and supplant the starter, and we're going to have a split city. And who knows about the locker room? I don't know. But I love it. It's good for business, right?
I think so.
I know so, Limits.
God bless you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Can you hear me?
There we go. Now I got you.
Okay, did you hear what I said? The guy named Rob basically saying the media is going to overblow everything that Tomlin said. What would Rob do if he had a talk show? I'm just curious about that. You just had a coach who was asked twice if Russell Wilson's still the starter when healthy and didn't say yes. Would you point that out, Rob, or just kind of let it go? Nothing to see here. Are you willing to acknowledge that if Justin Fields plays really well, that Russell Wilson won't be playing? At least entertain that possibility. This is the part that always blows my mind about fans. Like I think back to when I was a diehard fan of the Bills. I wanted talk show hosts to talk about this stuff. Not to make things up, of course, but when back then it was Marv Levy and the bickering Bills and Thurman Thomas and Jim Kelly, I couldn't get enough of it. You have a situation here where the Steelers have no investment in Russell Wilson, where the coach no longer says, yeah, this is my guy, given twice the opportunity to say it, and they're going with Justin Fields. Should I even ask, or would this offend Rob's media sensibilities? Would Russell Wilson be playing if these were playoff games? If he was back in Seattle, the established star, the Ben Roethlisberger of the Seahawks, would he be making his own call this week and definitely playing? I wonder about that. Do you believe Schefter when he said that Russell lobbied to play in Atlanta? I do. I would if I were him. right? If I thought at all that I could play, I sure would. He was the emergency quarterback. Am I right about that? Did he not dress for the game?
He was the emergency quarterback.
So you get a couple of injuries, he was okay to play.
He was wearing his pads, I think, out there standing it with the headset
Rob,
on.
Rob doesn't want you to say that. Rob doesn't want anything, but everything's happy, and Mike Tomlin's telling the truth. Even though Mike Tomlin himself has said, I lie to you guys all the time. And by the way, Mike Tomlin's no different than any other coach in professional or college sports. Half their job is to lie to you. Rob, come on. Wake up.
The fact that it's a question, that we are questioning whether Russell Wilson, if healthy, is the guy, should be the indication that everyone needs. I mean, shouldn't it? That they have this
coaches and GMs aren't paid to tell you the truth, Rob. Okay? We're moving toward a world where you know, teams are going to be covering themselves all the time and feeding you one happy story after another, nothing to see here stuff. And I guess you're going to be happy with that. And I guess some other people will be too. They never want any controversy with their team. You know?
Think back to Canada.
The media overblowing. Overblowing what? We have two quarterbacks here. I think one of them might be capable of playing. Might be. If you believe Adam Schefter, Russell Wilson wanted to play last weekend. Maybe Adam Schefter's overblowing it. Huh, Rob? Nothing to see here for Rob. I guess Rob thinks Russell Wilson's the guy and Justin Fields is playing the backup and he'll play this week. And no matter what, Russell Wilson will go back to his rightful job, even though the Steelers owe him nothing, have zero history with him. And now have a guy in Justin Fields that Tomlin is gaining trust in because they just won a game that he can't stop complimenting. And again, for the 8 millionth time, if he plays well this weekend, he ain't going back to the bench. I'm sorry for talking about that, Rob. I think it's kind of an interesting story.
Think back to the messaging with Canada, the messaging with Pickett at the end of the year last year.
No, this is coach speech. Rob's the type of guy who I guarantee you at the end of last year was like, oh, Kenny will go back in when
he'll
ready.
He'll be fine.
Oh, there's nothing to see. Nothing happened in Seattle. Kenny was a great soldier here. He never ruffled any feathers around here. He never said he's not dressing or won't be the emergency quarterback. Everything's fine. Yeah, until they ship Kenny out of town, right? After taking 2 years after taking him in the first round. But Rob, no, there's never a problem for Rob and Mason too. Everything's fine. Everything's good. Whatever the team and the coach says goes. I believe him.
Was Rob on Twitter saying this to you, or are you talking about the phone call?
On Twitter. Totally overblown. You're right. Let's not talk about it. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep. Thank you very kindly, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Let's go to one more call. How about that?
Let's go to Adrian in the Berg.
Yo, Adrian.
What's up, Joe?
What's happening?
Hey, man. What you said earlier about if Fields plays well on Sunday,
what's
in
that?
Denver,
yeah,
he's gonna have to play great. I mean, Tomlin's giving you all the answers. There's no speculation here. There is no controversy. I disagree with you. Russell Wilson's the starting quarterback.
So why didn't Tomlin say that when he was asked twice today? If he's healthy, is he still your starter? All he had to say was one word. Yep.
Because there's a competitive advantage by having the other team prepare for two quarterbacks, especially early in the season right now.
How would saying that, yeah, if he's healthy, he's my quarterback, make it any different? Because he's not healthy
right now.
He didn't say it at all. He said nothing of the kind.
Joe, he said, once Russell's healthy, it will be revisited at the time. Which is going to give Justin Fields one more game to prove it. If he plays good like he did last week, Russell Wilson's going to be the starter.
Thank you for describing exactly what a quarterback controversy is. I appreciate it. And Tomlin, yeah, you're right. He said we'll revisit it. That's not really he's our guy. That's what is happening here. Do people just want to see something that isn't seen?
People want to act like there's no story here when there actually is. And I don't understand the loyalty to Russell Wilson. I mean, what has he done for us? Like, what has he done for the Steelers?
Nothing to see here. Absolutely, these are the same people saying nothing to see with Pickett and Mason last year. Nothing to see here. Nothing. No. It's just the head coach saying the guy we signed that I told you all along was in pole position. I refuse to say now that he's my starter if he's healthy. A competitive advantage. All he had to say was, yes, he's the starter when healthy, but he's not healthy. So therefore, Denver still would have to prepare for two guys. Tomlin's comments today did nothing to reduce whatever competitive advantage. And if he had said, yes, he's still my starter when healthy, that would have done nothing to reduce whatever competitive advantage you might have by the uncertainty around your quarterback situation. Nothing. Why am I mad at the end of the show?
I don't know.
What are you doing? Saying it's the end?
Yes.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 82 today with sunny skies. Goodbye, Limits. You're a wonderful man.
You're even more wonderful. Goodbye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.